Let's bring in former Deputy National Security Advisor Casey McFarland, author of the upcoming book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Casey, it is great to see
you.
I know you've been on Fox Business, and we saw each other doing some coverage in the afternoon, but it's been a long time since you've been on our program, so welcome back.
It's
wonderful to have you. And you've been working on this book over the past couple of years. Anything you want to say about, you know, the time that you've been away and working on the book and being back now?
Well, when I left the administration, I then got caught up with the Mueller investigation, even though I'd never met any Russians, never talked to any Russians. But I experienced it from the inside, and it's absolutely terrifying when they've decided they want to get somebody. So after that, and after I was cleared by them, I just disappeared. I needed to make sense of what was going on, not just for me personally, but for the country. I mean, why are we ripping ourselves apart like this? And where does it go? I mean, are we finished as a nation? So I went off, I reflected on it, and then I wrote a book, and I came back, in fact, quite invigorated that what we are going through now is like a creative destruction period. America goes through them every 40 years. They're nasty, they're mean, we think it's the end of the world. But out of it comes an America reborn, and I think that's where we will
be. Give me a comparison from 40 years ago. What parallels do you see?
Okay, well, Reagan, the obvious one, but I would go back even further and say, let's say Andrew Jackson. So we had the Revolutionary War, and we had revolutionary leaders, and they threw out the British establishment and set up a new government. But then the country changed. We had immigration. People did different things for their livings. They moved demographically, geographically. The whole country changed. And the country said, we want more. We want more people to have the right to vote. And so Andrew Jackson led a revolution to have more people be able to vote. Not women yet, mind you, but Americans. We then went through it again in the progressive movement in the 1900s after the Industrial Revolution, where American workers said, we want some rights. We're being taken advantage of by these wealthy business owners, and so we demanded rights. And so every 40 years, the reason is always different. Why? Sometimes we rebel against too much government, sometimes too little. But at the end of the day, the reassuring thing is that we're the only country in the world that reinvents ourselves. Because who's dominant? Who really has sovereignty? Not the bureaucratic state. It's the voters.
All right. I got a bunch of things I got to ask you about in the news, but I'm fascinated to hear that. And as I said, welcome back. John Bolton. You know, everybody looks at John Bolton, and he sort of surfaced over the weekend saying, hello, I'm still here, and I have things I want to say. And I think that probably sent a bit of a chill through the White House because they don't know how he's going to come down. And he apparently is another one of these notorious note takers who brought a lot of documents and a lot of notes with him when he left. Now, Don McGahn is going to have to testify, unless the DOJ has their way on that. What do you think John Bolton will do? Do you think he will hurt the president if he comes out and speaks?
I think John Bolton is a man who feels very strongly in certain things. He's a neocon. He's somebody who believed in the Iraq and Afghanistan war. And I think he feels that once you get rid of Donald Trump, the country goes back to that kind of a Republican Party. And I think he's wrong.